Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne on the roots on fire. A little technical difficulty, so hopefully we'll get that fixed in the next few minutes. You can all hear me, but I cannot hear you. I can't hear my my board op or my producer in Dallas. For some reason, we're not hearing a damn thing. But I can hear, you can all hear me, so that's the good news. So today is Monday, obviously the 25th of March. We're almost to April 1st. I'll have a big announcement in the next 48 hours about my new television show. Monday through Friday, you will be able to hear me every single night for an hour a night on national TV. The biggest news story of the day, obviously, is Donald Trump. A judge in New York lowered his bond amount from about $500 million to $175 million, and instead of owing it by the end of business today, or he starts to lose his properties, they gave him a 10-day extension. So he's got time, and he's got enough money. He says he has about $500,000 cash, but he would have to give every penny he's got in the entire world to the New York court system for the right to appeal a case that's the most ridiculous case. You know, what I don't get is, this is what I don't understand. We need to get a Trump lawyer on. Andrew, get me a Trump lawyer, because it doesn't make sense that he didn't appeal it to the Supreme Court. Why wouldn't the Supreme Court have heard it by now? And if it's appealed to the Supreme Court, why wouldn't it all be postponed so he wouldn't have to pay the money? This needs to be appealed to the United States Supreme Court. It's another 9-0 victory for Trump, almost guaranteed, because it's so ridiculous. Trump did nothing wrong. He ran his business in New York. He created thousands of jobs. He created millions of dollars in tax revenue. Nobody complained. He took loans. It wasn't based on his appraisal. It was based on the bank's appraisal. No one complained that he paid everybody back. If he went broke, there might be a case here if it was based on bad appraisals. But they weren't his appraisals. What you appraise has nothing to do with getting a bank loan. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zilch. The bank does their own appraisal. So, there's no crime. There never has been a crime. That is the big news story today. Trump can post that $175 million bond, and they will not be able to take his properties away. Lots of other stories I want to get to, almost all of them about the border, but I want to read you my latest commentary. It's entitled, "We Can All Complain About Open Borders, the Destruction of the USA, and the Crime of the Century, but I have a real immediate solution for all of it." On my TV show, America's Top 10 Countdown, on Real America's Voice TV every Saturday, I choose the top 10 stories in America as chosen by me, a lifelong conservative warrior, America first patriot, and capitalist evangelist. Then I choose the order and count these crucial stories down to number one. You need to hear this past week's number one story, because I have an immediate solution for the open border crisis that has the potential to change everything. First, I'm a man of solutions. Anyone can complain and criticize, but always bring a solution. I wrote two best-selling books about solutions for conservative patriots, the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book and the Great Patriot Boycott book. I'm proud to say my last book was endorsed by President Trump. My books show conservative patriots how to boycott, punish, and defund woke liberal companies, and how to reward and fund patriotic pro-American companies. Those are real strategies and solutions that work. But my favorite solution ever was born 15 years ago. Way back in the mid-2000s, I proposed a solution for open borders and illegal immigration. I urged Republican governors to round up their illegal alien lawbreakers and ship them to Democrat cities and towns. I knew that liberal politicians would scream bloody murder. This is how we could make Democrats look like fools and hypocrites, and if we overwhelmed their cities and made their lives miserable, they might act. Fast forward to today. GOP governors like Florida's Ron DeSantis and Texas's Greg Abbott are sending illegal aliens to Democrat cities. And those hypocritical so-called sanctuary cities are screaming bloody murder and crying uncle. They are overwhelmed. Their budgets are exploding. Their streets are swarming with crime, drugs, and homeless. Liberal hypocrites are losing their minds. We've created chaos and crisis by taking a page from Solinsky's playbook. And we've overwhelmed Democrat cities by taking a page from Cloward Piven, who said overwhelm the system. So how could we apply this strategy to open borders? How do we destroy Bud Light? We stopped trying to boycott many different woke companies. We all got together and boycotted one company. Every conservative in America said, no more Bud Light. And we won bigly. Corporate America was stunned. Never before had all of us stuck together with such purpose and passion for such a long period of time to defeat and destroy one woke company. Now let's apply that strategy to the open border and illegal immigration. Obviously, the best way to secure our borders is to elect President Trump in November, finish and strengthen the wall, reapply Title 42, stay in Mexico, hire 86,000 new border agents instead of 86,000 new IRS agents, fly thousands of drones over the border to work with Border Patrol to make our border impassable, ban birthright citizenship. Most importantly, Trump must deport 20 to 30 million illegals who entered during Biden's presidency, and end welfare as we know it for all illegal aliens. Without welfare, no one will come. Without welfare, they'll all go home. We also need to end the count of illegals for the census. And we need to make it a felony for illegals to vote. Simple, right? Except none of this can happen till President Trump is sworn in as the 47th President of the United States on January 20th, 2025. Until then, nothing is going to happen. So here's my idea to force action now. We copy the Bud Light strategy and apply it to open borders on steroids. Republican governors need to stop sending their illegal aliens to so many different Democrat cities. I know this was my idea in the first place, but I'm telling you, I've now updated it. Stop sending them to New York, Boston, Chicago, and even Martha's Vineyard. Instead, we all work together. We all row the boat in the same direction. We all aim at the same target to overwhelm the system just like Cloward Piven, to create chaos and crisis just like Solinsky. Every GOP governor needs to send every illegal alien to one city only, Washington, D.C. Biden has let in millions of illegals. Send them all to one place. Make Washington, D.C. collapse. Overwhelm Washington, D.C. Surround the White House with illegals. Surround the Capitol building with illegals. Surround the Supreme Court with illegals. Surround the neighborhoods of key senators and congressmen with illegals. Surround the neighborhoods of the Supreme Court justices with illegals. Surround the schools of the spoiled brat children of senators and congressmen and Supreme Court justices with illegals. Surround the fancy restaurants where congressmen meet for lunch with lobbyists and sell out our country. Fill them with illegals. Make congressmen and step over hordes of illegals to walk into Congress each day. Make senators step over hordes of illegals to get into their Senate chambers. Make Supreme Court justices step over hordes of illegals to get into the Supreme Court. Surround the White House. Make it difficult for Biden's motorcade to get in or get out. Surround Obama's D.C. mansion. Make it impossible to get in and out of Obama's neighborhood. make the spouses of senators and congressmen step over dangerous illegals to get into their favorite supermarkets, hair salons, nail salons, gyms, department stores. Make the children of the most powerful leaders in D.C. step over illegals to get into their fancy private schools. Overwhelm D.C. until it's one gigantic gridlock with illegals. Forget New York or Boston or Chicago or Martha's Vineyard. Everyone needs to aim at one target from now till January 20th, 2025, just like we all aimed at Bud Light. This is how we make Democrats in D.C. feel the pain. This is how we make their lives miserable. This is how we make these hypocrites scream bloody murder and cry uncle. My guess is they will actually do something about open borders just to return their own lives to normal, just to save their own marriages, just to keep their own children safe. But if I'm wrong, and they still refuse to act, at least we will have the satisfaction of knowing we made their lives miserable. So there's my idea. I'm always coming up with ideas. I think it's a great one. I've seen the reaction in chat rooms. I've seen the reaction at conservative websites where I posted this idea today. Everybody loves it. It's a great idea. You know, it's just like Bud Light. We all got together and we aimed our cannons at one company, Bud Light, and we destroyed them. We wiped them off the face of the earth to the point where everybody involved was fired. And I'm telling you, we can do the same thing with illegals if every Republican governor ships their illegals to one city, Washington, D.C. Fill Washington, D.C. with millions of illegals. Remember, New York City's been destroyed. Just destroyed. And do you know New York City's been destroyed? With just like 200,000 illegals. I think they've gotten 200,000 illegals in 3 years, and the whole city's teetering on bankruptcy. Can you imagine if we shipped a million or 2 million or 3 million to Washington, D.C.? I see the emails coming in already. All my fans are saying, yeah, yeah, exclamation point. Hammer Washington, D.C. We will. I would. I'm sure Trump would. I don't know if any of them have the balls to do it. I guess DeSantis would. I'm not sure about Abbott, but maybe Abbott would. But other than Abbott and DeSantis, have there even been any other GOP governors to bus and fly all their illegals to Democrat cities? So we can only do this if everyone cooperates. Hammer Washington, D.C. Make them cry uncle. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only from my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories in the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his 1 in a billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. Trying to do this kind of a strange way because I have no audio. I cannot hear anybody at my Dallas studio, so everyone hears me, but I can't hear you, so they're giving me counts via text on my cell phone, which is in front of me, and I'll just have to try my best to do the show where I can hear absolutely nothing from the studio. No idea what's going on, no idea why, but we have lost contact, lost sound with Dallas, but everyone can hear me. That's the good news. So, big news that they haven't gotten to yet. Kamala Harris gets humiliated in Puerto Rico. A video shows Vice President Kamala Harris clapping along with a song during her visit to Puerto Rico, like a clapping moron puppet being told. And then one of her aides leans over and tells her the song is a protest against her. She's brutally trolled by protesters in Puerto Rico singing a protest song against her as she mindlessly claps like a seal and dances along. And then you watch carefully for the awkward moment when her aide, who speaks Spanish, has to reality check her and she suddenly stops clapping. Let me see if I have some words in the song. Hold on a second. Her motorcade was confronted by dozens of loud protesters, one of whom held a sign saying Kamala Harris, war criminal. Unable to take the hint, she then reacted to a group of musicians thinking they were welcoming her. And after clapping and smiling inanely and dancing to the music, she was informed by her aide that the musicians were singing, "We want you to know, Kamala, what did you come here for? Long live free Palestine and Haiti too. We want to know what you think of the colony." And that was kind of the end of it. That was the story. So that's Kamala Harris for you. She is just a moron. I put out a tweet moments ago, and I want you to hear what I put out. I put out the following tweet. Forget all the other disasters that threaten to destroy the USA. Open borders, welfare spending on illegals, green energy boondoggle, rigged elections, unimaginable crime wave, national debt, DEI, ESG, CRT, transgender brainwashing, all terrible. But my bills keep going way up, 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 up every month. Inflation is exploding. Any government figures that say otherwise are lies, fraud, propaganda, and gaslighting. My bills going so high, I don't know what to do or say. No matter how much money I make, and I work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'm the hardest worker you've ever seen, and I'm an incredible earner. I know how to make money, and money is pouring in. I'm making the most money of my life. And I still can't keep up with any of my bills. This is insane. This is a communist plan to murder the middle class. Only the super wealthy can survive this hyperinflation on everything. And just as I write that, I see the following article. Why auto insurance rates are skyrocketing in the United States. The average annual premium for full coverage auto insurance rose to $2,543 a year. I mean, that's the average. That means there's a lot of people who pay tremendously more. And you got to realize there's a lot of little cars on the road, chunky cars on the road, used cars on the road, and yet $2,543 is the average car insurance, up 26% from last year, and they're trying to tell us there's no inflation. Do you know what a large chunk of the income people spend on groceries and your home shelter and home insurance and car insurance and health insurance and life insurance and all of those are skyrocketing? And how about the payments on your car? If you're trying to buy a new car, no one's going to be able to buy a new car because you can't afford the interest rates. No one's going to be able to buy a new house because you can't afford the interest rates. But you know, and I say the biggest problem for me, car insurance, health insurance, life insurance, home insurance, they're all going through the roof. Property taxes going up. Everything's going up. Garbage bills going up. Water bills going up. Electric bills going up. Gas bill going up. You're telling me there's no inflation. You're telling me inflation has slowed. You're telling me we beat inflation. You're a freaking liar. It's terrible out there. And by the way, let me mention why I think auto insurance rates are skyrocketing. Okay, because this article is full of crap. This article says it's because of repair times and expensive rental car costs. That's not why car insurance is exploding. Car insurance is exploding because of illegal aliens. They're all over the roads of every major city, in particular here in the Southwest and the West. You know, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, my town, Las Vegas, Reno, Salt Lake City's filled with illegals, Phoenix, Tucson, filled with illegals. They're all filled with illegals. All right, we're on the way out. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Wade Allyn.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA News Update. An Israeli delegation has canceled its visit to Washington following the U.S. decision not to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We believe that, number one, a full-scale invasion of Rafah would be a mistake. It would be a mistake not just because of the civilian harm that it would cause, which would be immense.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the decision Monday, saying that the resolution failed to include a condition for the release of Israeli hostages. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and giving him 10 days to pay. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. It's the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Core Beef is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Americans are rightly concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with a 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com automatically. That website is made just for my fans. There's an attack on our food supply, our farms, our food production facilities, the supply chain. Food prices themselves are insane, as I mentioned in the last segment, because of inflation. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA and other chemicals in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll get only one ingredient, premium beef, Texas beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. All right. My guest is Joanna Hildreth, chairman of the Coatusa County, Georgia Republican Party. Joanna Hildreth, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good, good, good. So she is from Georgia, the state of Georgia, and Coatusa County. Where is that in Georgia? I don't even know where that is.
Okay. Coatusa County is at the very top of the state in the northwest corner. We border Tennessee. We are in a very conservative congressional district. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene's district. And also, we have the most conservative legislator in Georgia as our state senator. So it's a really Republican area.
All right, so you are facing, and you being Joanna Hildreth, is facing fines and potential jail time for not allowing some candidates to run in the GOP primary. Tell us your story. Why didn't you let them run, and what's the crime?
Okay, so as I said, very Republican area, and locally, at the county level, our county party manages the qualifying for our Republican primary for local offices only. And we, after seeing a pattern over the years of people who would run as Republican and then once they were elected would not vote the Republican platform, we decided we would go ahead and put procedural rules in place that just really outlined an ability we already had because the Supreme Court has ruled that political parties have freedom to associate with candidates they wish to associate with. So we put in place some rules that said that anyone wishing to run on our local, in our primary locally, would need to have a qualifying affidavit of approval. And that approval was obtained by a majority vote of our county committee. The county committee is the elected governing body of our county GOP. We're elected in a convention process in which every voter in the county who swears an oath to the Republican principles is welcome to come to these precinct caucuses, get involved with the party. So it's a very open process, and we were elected to represent the party. And we made this decision. We put these rules in place. And then when qualifying came, there were four candidates that did not receive a vote of approval. And then they proceeded to sue us.
I'm very confused because here's what I got to say, Joanna. You have a right to endorse whoever you want, but you can't stop someone from running. You could just say, this is the endorsed candidate. We think the other one is a fraud. We think the other one is a rhino. We think the other one is a liar. We hate the other one. Don't vote for the other one. You could say all of that, but you probably can't say you're not allowed to run, right?
Well, we definitely weren't saying that they can't run for office. They could have run as independents. They could have gone to the Democrat party to see if they would qualify them. This is just about the Republican primary, just our local offices, and whether we wanted them on in our Republican primary. That's all. They were not banned
from the ballot. No, I get it. Mm-hmm. No, but they are banned from the Republican ballot. You're banning them from the Republican ballot. Now, I'm the most conservative guy in the world, so I'm being a devil's advocate here. You'd love me. You'd never ban me. But if someone against me was a rhino and I hated their guts, but I still think they should be allowed to run. People have a right to choose whether they would choose Wayne Root, the perfect conservative. I'm like Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? I may be to the right of Marjorie Taylor Greene, but that's okay. But let the other guy run against me and let me whip his ass fair and square. It's a free country. You won't even let them on the ballot. That's the issue here, correct? And the judge ruled against you in favor of the candidates who were denied. Now, I don't think anyone should face jail time over that. I don't think anyone should be crippled financially over that. And you are facing these onerous, you know, possible prison sentence and fines. I think that's terribly wrong. But I don't understand why you don't want people to run. If they're bad, let them lose. That's all I'm saying.
The you know, what happens so often is that people basically buy the primaries. So this is putting our, instead of having people out there ruining the Republican brand, it's the Republican Party saying, here are the people that have been approved by the party to uphold the brand. And we had multiple candidates qualify and were approved in these races. So it wasn't just narrowing it down to one person. The judge actually, what he did was, he kind of went around state law, because state law says that the party, if we tell our local elections board that we're going to handle qualifying, that we, by 14 days out from the qualifications beginning, that then we're the ones that handle qualifying, not the elections board. And the only time that the elections board would do it is if we said we couldn't handle qualifying, and they posted a 3-day notice. So what happened was the judge told the elections director to go ahead and qualify, but they had to, it was sort of like, okay, this is as if the party did not say that they wanted to handle qualifying, and as if the elections board had posted that 3-day notice.
All right, you're getting so far in the weeds, Joanna. I'm telling you, people are losing their ability to understand what you're saying. So here's what I'm trying to say. Okay, I thought I was going to be totally on your side. To be honest with you, I'm against you. I just disagree with you totally. No one has any right to stop anybody from running. It's a free country. They should be allowed to run if they want. Even though I agree with you ideologically, I'm on your side. But I'm saying to you, I believe 90% of all Republican leadership in America are frauds. You're the good guy, and I understand that. And I'm the good guy. I think 90% are rhinos and fake Democrats masquerading as Republicans. And they're always putting their finger on the scale to ruin people like me and you. So what if you're allowed to do it, that means they'd be allowed to do it. They'll start telling Wayne Root of the world, you can't even run in a Republican primary. So I just don't think, again, I don't believe you should get jail or major fines. I'm on your side, and I'll help send some money to you to keep you from getting in trouble. But I'm saying to you, I don't think you should be the one who decides, because I don't think anyone has a right to decide but the voters.
Well, actually, even at the state level, it's the executive committee that decides who is going to go on our presidential Republican ballot.
And no, but I don't understand. It's all over the country, Joanna. You decide who you're endorsing, but everyone gets to run. I know here in Nevada, nobody can take you off the ballot. We have losers without one cent in their name running for office. We have people that I consider rhinos running for office, and we have great conservatives running for office. And then it's up to the voters, after the candidates tell their story, the voters get to decide. But no executive committee should tell them they can't run.
Here in Georgia, they sign oaths to the party. They sign oaths of allegiance to the party when they run. So these people that we're talking about were people who have, three of them are current commissioners and one is a former commissioner. So they all have records. And what do you think about that when, you know, they signed the oaths, they broke them?
So you're saying they signed oaths to the party and they broke the oaths, and that's why you denied them to run in the primary. Am I getting that right?
Hello, are you there?
I'm here, Joanna. Chris, I guess she can't hear us. Well, you'll have to end the interview. I don't know what's going on. I guess she can't hear us. I don't know. I'm on loud and clear. So is she gone? Would you take her up? Yeah, all right. I just don't understand the whole argument. I'm not understanding what Joanna did here. All right, look, in my opinion, she's wrong. I hate to say this, but all of you listen to my show know how honest I am. I'm not going to sit here and agree with her if I think she's wrong. I don't think any Republican on any county, city, state, committee has a right to tell anyone you can't run. I just don't think so. I think it's up to the people to vote. Now, the people make terrible mistakes, and sometimes they vote for the wrong candidate because they tend to vote for whoever spends the most money and has the most TV ads, and I get that, but I have no way to solve that. But you can't say I'm going to solve it by making sure you're banned from the ballot, because if you do that, then it's going to happen all over the country that liberal rhinos on executive boards ban Wayne Root from running. Well, screw you. You have no right to ban me for running. If I want to run, I'm going to damn well run. So I disagree. I think when you do stuff like that, you sound like we're the Soviet Union, not America. I disagree. I don't think she should have done that. I don't think they should have done that. I just don't think so. All right, I'm on the run. Wayne Allyn Root. I'll be back in a sec. RootForAmerica.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned, America-first company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get 1 ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted, and there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at PC247Health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I'd do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. at no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The roots on fire. I'm always a man of the people, you know. I just tell you what I think, and it just so happens that pretty much everyone who's conservative thinks the same way as me. And so everybody's been texting me and emailing me saying, great job, Wayne, we agree with you. That lady was wrong. I don't think she should face jail time. I think they should just upend what she did. In other words, a judge could say, I overrule you, and we're putting them all back on the ballot. You know, the problem with America is judges, if they disagree with you, go, you're going to spend 30 years in prison. And I'm going to fine you $18 million. I mean, it's crazy. They're ruining people's lives, a la Donald Trump, a la the January 6th protesters. So I don't want Joanna to go to prison. I don't think what she did is a crime like criminals who mug old ladies and steal their pocketbook and break the old lady's hip. It's not a crime what she did. I think she made the wrong decision. That's just my opinion. You can't ban people from the ballot, ever, for any reason. I don't care what the reason is. You know, it's kind of like George Santos. I don't agree that he should have been kicked out of Congress. Let the people decide. You know, I haven't heard him convicted of anything. How come the Republican House was so quick to get rid of a guy who's never been convicted of anything? He seems like he's a weirdo. He seems like he's really strange. He looks like he's really strange. And if what they're claiming is to be believed, it sounds like he stole campaign funds so he could have plastic surgery and buy makeup for his little happy little gay self. I don't know if it's up to the people to decide if they don't like that. If they don't like that, then kick him out. But he's not been convicted of anything, and they needed every vote, and they got rid of him. How stupid. How incredibly stupid of Republicans. He's not convicted. I wouldn't get rid of George Santos. Absolutely not. And by the way, he's on my side on every issue. So I wouldn't get rid of that vote. They should have waited till the election and then run a primary candidate against him and see what happens. And undoubtedly, I think that primary candidate would have beaten Santos, and then that would be the next Republican congressman. But instead, they kicked him out and held a special election. They picked a lousy candidate, and we lost. And that seat is now held by a Democrat. Just another vote against us. Stupid. So I just think lots of bad decisions made, and I think Joanna made a bad decision, too. You cannot stop with the loyalty oath bull spit. Loyalty oath. That's stupid, too. This is not the Soviet Union. I don't believe in loyalty oaths. Or you can make a loyalty oath. I pledge my loyalty to the GOP and to President Trump and to America First policies. And then when I break them, In other words, that's not me. Obviously, I'd never break them. But if a candidate breaks them, well, then you tell everybody he broke them or she broke them, and you hope that the people vote against them. But you can't say they broke that private loyalty oath, and therefore we're not going to allow you on the ballot. Oh, but you're free to run as a Democrat or an independent. Really? Is that what the Republican Party wants to be? I mean, seriously. Sorry, Joanna, you're wrong. But I don't want to see you go to jail, and I want to see you face fines. All right, Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those COVID vaccines, and the news gets worse every day. By the way, the latest one I saw was that deaths and injuries among U.S. Navy pilots are up by like 1,000% since the vaccine came out. 1,000%. I think the number was like 976% since the vaccine came out. Who can accept this, folks? Can you accept this? Anyway, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, please help me. What can I do to restore my immune system? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove the toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity and DNA stability. Nocovidium was fantastic. This is from the same company and three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And it's 100% natural, no drugs. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products. Remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. And the disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, so I mean, I continue to believe the biggest issue in America is the open border. And the biggest issue for me personally, other than the open border, is the inflation, as I said in the last segment, that is through the roof, that never lets up, that gets worse every day. It's like the border gets worse every day. It's like the COVID vaccine deaths get worse every day, and the inflation gets worse every day, and none of them are in the news. The media, this should be on the news media every night. It should be leading off the news. COVID deaths, massive inflation, open border invasion of America, and none of them are in the news. It's unbelievable. So, the Border Patrol Chief, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, highlighted the sheer magnitude of the ongoing border crisis under Joe Biden, revealing that people from over 160 countries have entered the country illegally this fiscal year. 160 countries. Roughly 200, this is a separate issue now, roughly 200,000 immigration deportation court cases have been dismissed after the Department of Homeland Security failed to file paperwork. 200,000 immigrants, how many of them are killers who might kill your child, your wife, rape your wife? How many of them are going to get in a car drunk and kill your whole family? How many of them are literally terrorists that are going to do another 9/11? 200,000 of them had their cases dismissed after DHS failed to file paperwork. I mean, this is what's going on in the United States of America. It is sick. It is just sick. I'm sick to my stomach over all of it. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. We better fight, man. I'll be right back on Lindell TV and USA Radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.